You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask. You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Today's question comes in from Brian. We've got Dev Needham with us once again. Dev, Brian's been super consistent. He's been on one of our 12-week plans on the Coach Parry app. He says he's stuck to the program 100%. He hasn't missed one session, which is brilliant. He says, I've done each session as per the schedule, so everything's going well. He's now sort of wondering about the last 2 weeks of that plan, the taper towards race day. Obviously wants to keep with the plan, but what is the goal of the taper? How should he be feeling as he heads to the goal race at the end of the 12 weeks?
Yeah, Brad, so this is a really good question. And we have a couple of questions from time to time around tapering. Look, the theory or the idea of the taper is to get you still ticking over, to get you still having some sort of training stimulus happening in the body. Your body's so used to training. But we're also trying to freshen you up and make sure that you are as fresh as possible come race day. Now, a taper is one mistake a lot of people make is they think they need to take time off completely. And as I mentioned, you still need that training stimulus. But it is also a lot of people react differently to the taper. So some people work better on a slightly longer taper. Some people work better on a slightly shorter taper. We've kind of found 2 weeks to be a pretty good sort of range and area to be working with. The idea of it, and in that first week of taper, you might feel a little bit sluggish because, again, you're coming off a very big training block. Your sort of peak weeks would have just been before that. So you might start to feel a little bit sluggish. Keep sticking it out. Keep working through the strength programs. Don't lose intensity. All we're looking at doing is really dropping the volume of training. And then naturally in race week, you really should start feeling fresh, feeling like you edging and rearing to go. You'll see in race week, typically we do have some intensity that's still there. Again, just cut down the volume even further. And the idea is to try and make sure that you are as fresh as possible on race day. The one mistake you don't want to do is try and cram too much into the final 2 weeks and think, oh, I'm still going to make up. The training's done. It's those final 2 weeks. You're going to actually end up doing more damage if you're cramming rather than just taking, even if it means taking an extra rest day here and there, you'll be better off to be as fresh as possible come race day.
You don't want to do your run training like I used to do my university study. That's definitely not the way to go about it. The 10 weeks leading up to the taper are just as important as the taper. Brian, thank you very much for that. Dev, thank you so much for your time today. We look forward to catching up next time.
Cool. Thanks, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad again. Before I go, did you know that most running training plans don't take your age into account? That's why most runners over the age of 50 are constantly running in some sort of pain or battling a niggling injury. That's why they always feel tired and fatigued, and it's also the reason why their endurance fades as they get older. It's the number one reason they seem to get slower and slower year after year, even though it feels like they're training harder than ever. If you'd like to discover a new way to train as you get older, then make sure you join us for our upcoming Faster Beyond 50 Masterclass. Simply head over to coachparry.com/50 or click on the link in your podcast player now.